Hey, you're listening to the Global Poverty Podcast feature.
Lena Abdelhamid.
Mark Muniz.
Justin Friedman.
And Elizabeth Chi. Alright, so here's a preview. You have all seen or at least heard about poverty amongst ourselves or internationally. This issue has an impact on all of us. At one point or another, we have felt some sort of sympathy and donated to some form of charitable organization to help the unfortunate. Whether it was at a church or in a public facility, organizations have dedicated their time to make a difference. However, is this where focus should be? So, what is global poverty? In this world, there are over 6 billion people. Of these 6 billion people, net 8 states that each year more than 8 million people around the world die because they are too poor to stay alive. Over 1 billion, 1 in 6 people around the world, live in extreme poverty, defined as living on less than $1 a day. Can you imagine only spending $1 and living your life with so much? Personally, I wouldn't be able to live on a dollar a day, as lunch by itself costs $3 and more in the college cafeteria. Even the vending machines charge a little bag of chips for 75 cents. What about you, Lena?
I can't even imagine living on just $1 a day. I mean, a minimum wage person struggles living on the money that they make. This makes someone making no money struggling just to stay alive. One needs water and food to stay alive, and $1 without a doubt would not be enough. What's your opinion, Marco?
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Lena. It definitely does suck, and it definitely makes hard. It makes life much harder to, like, live on that little amount of money, while we in America, we live on, like, $70,000 a year. Most people live on, like, $40,000 a year. So, yeah, living on, like, a dollar a day definitely would suck. But, you know, what are we going to do about it? We could definitely bring about change in, like, nations that will make, like, nations require minimum wage, like, at about, like, at what the U.S. has it, like, maybe, like, $4-$5 an hour. So we have Friedman, who just popped up over here. Friedman, what do you think about this whole people earning a dollar a day?
Well, personally, I believe that if people are only earning a dollar a day, they're not really going to get all the nutrients they need to survive out of the food they're buying. I mean, if I was living on a dollar a day, the first place I would think to go is, hey, let's go to McDonald's and order off their dollar menu, right? So I would probably get like a small cheeseburger. But the thing is, it's a dollar all eight with tax. So even living with less than a dollar a day, you're never going to be able to afford something like that. So you got to, you know, get something that's really not going to be much at all. Like maybe if you're eating there, you would have to get the apple pie for 59 cents. And that's seriously not going to get you through your day.
And that was Friedman.
Friedman's a Friedman.
FYI, Friedman is not a Friedman.
Friedman's a Friedman.
Right, thank you. Now more than 800 million go hungry each day. Over 300 million primary school age children cannot go to school. Why do you think of this? Meanwhile, the World Bank notes that nearly 3 billion people, half of the world's population, are considered poor. So why is that? Do people just don't care as long as they know this is not concerning them?
So do people just don't care about global poverty? What do you think about this, Lena?
Personally, I feel that people don't care. I feel people don't care because they are not in that position and it doesn't concern them. I mean, just walking through the streets of Manhattan, you notice that people just walk away from the ones that are poor and homeless rather than help them by giving them money or a meal to eat. What do you think, Marco? Do you think society just doesn't care?
Oh, yeah. Actually, society does care because we're like, you know, most of us are moral and we do actually care about these people who are, like, put in these situations where they can hardly, like, provide for themselves. But you know what? There's barely anything we could do about that because if we, like, donate to these charities and stuff, these charities are just going to keep giving them food, keep giving them unneeded things for them to develop. If they're constantly dependent on these shipments, what's going to determine them to, like, provide for themselves? That's just going to continuously perpetuate the whole problem of global poverty.
So, Friedman, what do you think about how we're going to go about solving the problem about global poverty?
It's really up to the people, the citizens that aren't impoverished, to care about these people. They really need to be teaching them skills. I mean, yeah, giving them like a quarter here, a nickel there, that's one thing. But they really need to teach these people skills so that they could go into the workplace and get a job themselves.
It's like the saying go, if you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. But if you teach the man to fish, he'll eat fish for a lifetime.
Very interesting opinions and an outlook onto life. Poverty exists in every country on Earth, so what can you do to help it? As mentioned earlier, there are many non-profit charitable organizations in which the unfortunate are helped, without a donation of a single cent. There are many establishments everywhere who accept volunteers. Just search around your neighborhood. Just a small donation can make a difference to the lives of many individuals.
Now, on to the short story. One of the presidential candidates for the Democrats, Obama, started a political journey by helping the poor, based on the article by Christopher Willis and Dana Beland, associated with the Press Writers. Barack Obama was 23 when he started organizing the poor people on Chicago's South Side to unite and pressure the city to fix potholes, clean parks, and remove asbestos insulation from public housing. He then met with community leaders and politicians who helped him in his political career.
Our four-minute debate section, we have Marco and Justin. So thanks for joining us today. Let's have our questions from the listeners.
So we have call number one here. Call number one, please state your name and your question, please.
Hi, I'm Sam. And my question is, how do you feel about these statistics?
Awesome question, call number one. Sam.
Well, I personally think that the problem is a lot of people keep having children that they can't support because in these regions where there's not a lot of resources, like the large majority of their children they know are gonna die anyway, so they decide to like just keep having a lot of children, when in reality if they would just have like one or two children, they would actually be able to support the children they had, and it would not only lower the population but leave more resources for those who were still around, and it would really be beneficial to the improvement of their societies, because then if these children were correctly nourished, then the parents would be able to pay enough attention to them so that they could get a good education and learn proper skills, you know, the skills that are necessary to get a job and to succeed and improve their society.
Great, awesome response, Freeman, and we have call number two here. Call number two, please state your name and question.
Hi, like, my name is, like, Stephanie, and, like, I just wanted to, like, know, if you were, like, put under, like, that situation, what would you do? And, like, I wanted to say, like, hi to, like, all of my friends and, like, family, and I just wanted to, you know.
Right. You were just supposed to ask a question, Stephanie, but that was fine. I also like the massive amounts of likes that you put inside your question. Well, if I was put under the situation of poverty, I would definitely, like, abuse everything. Like, I would rob, I would just generally to, like, benefit myself, and that's what happens these days. I mean, these people, like, rob a lot of stuff, and they commit a lot of crimes just to, like, keep their standard of living, like, really high. So I would pretty much do the same thing.
Alright, well, if I was put in a situation of poverty, I would really have a hard time coping, but I think the first thing I would do is, instead of sitting with a cop begging for money, I would try to learn a skill, try to get a job, even if it was just a job, working behind the counter of McDonald's, or something simple like that. I mean, I would definitely want to get a job. I really would not want to be lying around begging for money. Even if I was getting more money begging, I would really rather be a guy with a job, because then at least I was showing society that I cared.
That's a really interesting answer, Friedman. Now, I'm going to ask you another question. Along the same lines, would you be offended if no one donated to you on the streets? Like, if you were begging for money, doing stuff like that?
Well, like I said, I wouldn't be begging for money, but if I was, I really wouldn't be offended, because it's not their place to take care of me if I can't handle myself. It's like social Darwinism. If somebody is not fit to make it in society, then they're not fit to make it in society, and that's that.
All right, that was it for today's show. Thank you, and join us for next week.